This is Professor Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, barrister at law, and we're discussing critical legal studies, postmodern deconstruction in the law. You say, great crawling cockroaches. I have no idea what postmodern deconstruction is, much less critical legal studies. Well, you're a law student or a potential law student. Are you going into this because of the thrills of conveyancing? I certainly hope not. What you want to do is to wrestle with the exciting ideas in legal philosophy. You want to be an educated person in relation to legal studies. This is going to give you an opportunity to consider one of the most advanced theories of legal philosophy, both in England and America. Actually, it is more prevalent at the moment in England than it is in America. The position called Critical Legal Studies, or CLS, was especially prominent in the United States in the 1970s and arrived here in England at the end of that decade and now is having a great deal of influence. Some people have said that England is the graveyard of American heresies. I'm not sure that that is always the case, but it might turn out to be the situation here. Critical legal studies focused at Harvard, the names associated with this movement, Duncan Kennedy and Roberto Unger. I'm quite delighted that Harvard was the crucible in which critical legal studies developed, because I'm a Cornellian. Harvard and Cornell are two of the universities in the American Ivy League. These are, in general, private universities on the East Coast, rather posh,